1-800-736-4CA.
Yes, as I mentioned, lots to talk about. Youth crime, of course, is front and centre. If you read the Courier Mail yesterday, you would see on the front page former Premier Campbell Newman really calling on the LNP to do more to take it up to the Palaszczuk government when it comes to this issue of crime. It is now, I think, safe to say, a statewide issue. It has, I think, been confined to the regions a little bit. Townsville, Cairns, Mount Isa, those type of places have been copying it for a long time. But now we're seeing it right across the state, certainly culminating in that absolutely horrific tragedy down there near Maryborough last week, where three innocent women lost their lives due to an alleged stolen car. So to talk more about a statewide perspective, but also what the LNP should be doing, among other things, it's former Premier Campbell Newman. Campbell, welcome to the 4CA Talk Show.
G'day, Gavin, and g'day, listeners.
Mate, thanks. I know you're absolutely flat out, so thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us. The regional parliament kicks off today, so all of the pollies of all stripes are in Cairns today, which is good for our city to get our issues front and centre. Look, I wanted to talk to you first of all, Campbell. From a statewide perspective, you're obviously based in Brisbane. You know how much this issue's been hitting regional communities. Tell us, though, what's the mood down in the southeast corner? Are people waking up to this issue of youth crime in your part of the world?
Well, absolutely they have, Gavin, and I think it's probably cold comfort to people in Cairns and Townsville and Rockhampton, which you've mentioned already, that finally people in southeast Queensland are seeing that there's a very significant youth crime issue. We've had three terrible incidents down in the southeast in the last year and a half. A young couple mowed down by a driver. We've had a woman stabbed in her own house, and only a kilometre from where I live on the north side of Brisbane, a man was basically butchered on Australia Day, on the night of Australia Day. So, you know, finally, if you like, it's come to southeast Queensland. And it's a very real issue. And I just want to make a point. I want the LNP to win, but I want them to win decisively. I want them to win because this has been an appalling government. It's a government that doesn't act. It doesn't build the infrastructure to take this state forward. It's secretive. It's unaccountable. It's full of cronyism. And jobs for the boys and girls. And basically the LNP, after 8 years in opposition, should be ready to sweep the floor. But recent polling says they'll only just pull over the line, and that's not what Queensland needs. Queensland needs decisive, clear leadership from the LNP, both leadership from a personal point of view from Chris Hawley, but also policy leadership. And, you know, I make another point. I didn't go and contact the Courier Mail to have a go at the LNP. I was contacted by the Courier Mail after they'd done some polling to say, well, what do you think? So I'm not into taking cheap shots at the LNP. I want the best for Queensland, and I want a strong, vocal opposition who take the fight to the Palaszczuk government, because it's a lousy government. It's a worse government than Anna Bligh.
That's saying a lot, Campbell Newman. That is saying a lot. We had David Crisafulli first up on the talk show yesterday. He did effectively announce before he was doing a press conference at 10 that the LNP, if elected, would do a root and branch rewrite of the Youth Justice Act. They'll also, one of my pet topics, they'll allow access to the Children's Court. They'll allow journos and the media better access to the Children's Court. We know that media outlets were refused entry to that case down there in Maryborough. So, I mean, the LNP have announced a few things. The government has adopted their, I think, the breach of bail conditions, for example. What more? What more can the opposition be doing? Is it too early for them to release too many detailed policies, for example?
Well, look, we didn't win an election back in 2004 as the then Liberal Party team in City Hall by not talking about policies. In fact, we started releasing policies 18 months to 2 years out from an election. I then won again in 2008 on the basis of a very clear plan for the city. And we won in 2011, 2012, by actually taking policies to the people of Queensland. And that's what Queenslanders deserve. Queenslanders need to know what the LNP will do. So on youth crime, well, I'll tell you what I would do if I was Premier again. I would set up diversionary programs that took young offenders out to remote communities, remote parts of the state, had had grown-ups in charge rather than the usual left-wing suspects who've been running our youth justice system, and actually show them some tough love and have those programs trying to turn offenders around, not putting them in the sort of the colleges of crime in the clink, but getting them out of our cities and towns where they're inflicting so much misery and indeed trying to head off some of these terrible tragedies that we've seen. That's what we should be doing. Now, you could call them boot camps, you can call them anything you like. The LNP had those policies once before. Now, well, what do they believe in that? I mean, that's all I'm saying. What would you do? Now, if I was Christopher Hawley, by the way, I'd have shown some leadership in the last 24 hours. I've got on a plane, I'd have gone to Rockhampton, I'd have called a public meeting, and I'd have asked those people who were being accused of vigilantism to come to that meeting, and I would have firstly listened to their concerns. I'd have then explained to them that it's not a good idea to do what they did. You know, I'm afraid it's just not appropriate. Yes, I feel as strongly as they do about what's going on in their city, but that's not the way to deal with it. But I would be then showing them how to put pressure on the Premier, the Police Minister and the Police Commissioner, because they're just sort of offering nothing other than sort of platitudes at the moment. And I again say that the Police Commissioner has to take responsibility for this as well. If the Police Commissioner doesn't stand up and say what laws and what powers that she needs to deal with youth offenders, then she's not doing her job either. But you know, that's what a leader of the LNP should be doing right now, rather than just say, oh, we're going to fix it. Because I saw him on TV last night saying he's going to fix it, and I go, wow, with one magical stroke of the wand, the magician's wand, it's fixed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to buy that. So come on, David, Christopher Hawley, Jared Blake, Tim Nichols, Tim Mandel, all those Ros Bates. There's some good operators there. Stand up and tell Queenslanders what you would do. Mm. They are crying out for it. That's the thing, Gavin. Queenslanders are crying out for an alternative, and the LNP can win this election decisively next year if they tell us what their policies will be. Instead, of course, what happens is, as Cameron Dick did yesterday in the media, it's reported today, he's sort of saying, oh, he's again trying to sort of verbal Christopher Hawley and saying it's that public service. Well, Christopher Hawley's not going to do that. He was in the Newman government. He was part of it. And I'm sure he wouldn't want to repeat that, to put something on the table this morning. So if you have a policy vacuum, though, the Labor Party will fill it with their untruths and their misrepresentations. So again, Gavin, I didn't go looking for a story on the front page of the Courier Mail. I'm in business. Courier Mail came looking for me. I told them as I see it. And by the way, since yesterday, I've had a former party president of some standing. I've had members of the state executive. I've had former MPs. I've had a current fundraiser for the LNP all contact me and say, well, someone had to say it, Nate.
And so, might as well be you.
Look, I wanted them to win.
Yes.
Queenslanders need an alternative, and that's what this conversation this morning is all about.
Absolutely. Mate. They've got to provide that alternative, some detail. Now, look, it was put to me on the talk show last week, Campbell Newman, where I can't remember, it was either the former president of the Queensland Law Society or quite a impressive academic in criminology, surprisingly, who said that what Queensland needs now is what you did with the bikies, and that is an absolute immediate cultural shift. Now, when you announced that incredible crackdown on the bikies, you know, whether people agreed with it or not, there was no mistaking the attitude and the determination of the government of the day to fix and address and tackle that issue. And from day one, it was clear that the intention was to stamp it out. It was a cultural shift, it was described to me. They're saying now that the same thing needs to happen for youth crime. It's got to such an extent that same line in the sand needs to happen. Is that something that, does it need to be that major, do you think?
Absolutely. And I, by the way, sort of casting my mind back to the bikie issue and reflecting what happened, we put in place laws at the time, tough laws. You know what? With the passage of time, I'm not sure that was required. I think what was really the secret of success on that occasion was just the determination of the government the pressure on the police to go and do their job, and knowing, by the way, as well, I mean, the other side of the coin is that they had the backup of government to go after gangs, made the difference. Here, we've got a problem. And I'll say to the listeners, look, in 1989, the Goss government were elected. It's now 2023. The cold, hard facts, Gavin, are that apart from 5 years of LNP government, myself and the Borbidge government, Labor Party have been in charge. They created the laws. They put in place the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats. They put them in the position. The people who run the youth justice system, all of them were appointed and by the Labor Party. The whole system's been set up by them. So if there is a problem, this is what Chris Foley should be saying, it's the Labor Party's problem. Clear. So we do need cultural change. And by the way, the moment anybody suggests any change, you get the usual suspects, left-wingers and hangers-on on the system, academics, who then start saying, it's too hard, won't work, human rights breaches, all the usual excuses. Well, look, enough's enough. It is complete rubbish that communities have to put up with the constant, you know, like harassment of this sort of crime, because that's what it is. But then every now and then we have someone dying. I watched with some anger last night with the police commissioner talking about vigilantism, as she termed it in Rockhampton, talking about someone potentially dying. Well, commissioner, someone has died. There have been a number of people who have died at the hands, allegedly, of youth offenders. So let's put the focus on protecting the honest, decent citizens of Queensland. Let's tell young offenders that the game is over, that they will be suffering consequences. They'll be taken away from their friends, away from their families. They'll be put in. They'll be under the direction of grown-ups. They'll be made to actually think about, you know, being decent members of societies. But they'll be taken out of the community. And again, I stress, not put into jail. I don't think that's potentially. I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not working.
But we need to make sure that there is an element of punishment to this whole thing. And I mean, that's one of the only things, by the way. You'll probably get a left-wing academic will say, you can't punish people. Well, what's the deterrent, I say? There's got to be a deterrent here, mate. There's got to be a deterrent, and there's got to be rehabilitation. We've got to give people the opportunity to redeem themselves, absolutely. But the communities of Queensland cannot suffer anymore, and there should be no more tragedies like we've seen inflicted on families who just wanted to live their lives without harassment, without
fear. Sort of fear. Living in fear, yeah.
I was in the paper a few weeks ago, again, when they interviewed me. This is the Courier Mail sort of interviewed me about this again. And we had, teenage offenders. I've seen the footage. 25 metres from my back door in my neighbour's garden, fat, in suburban Brisbane. So I wasn't joking. I wasn't gilding the lily when I said I lock my bedroom door at night because I know from the social media chat groups around the inner north of Brisbane that they are going into people's houses. People are literally waking up in the middle of the night with these kids prowling around their houses after breaking in. Now, that is terrifying stuff. So Premier, Police Minister, Commissioner, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, listeners this morning, I am angry about this as you are angry. Police Commissioner, Premier, Police Minister, do your damn job. Stop making excuses. And David Christofoli, tell us what you would do to fix this problem.
Very well said. Now, I know you have to run. Finally, I just want to quickly talk about resourcing, because that was another point raised with me last week, that the bikie crackdown had incredible police resources. There was a dedicated task force. There were dozens and dozens of officers and detectives really dedicated to that, to tackling that issue. The same cannot be said for youth crime. I think there's an assistant commissioner appointed to, you know, run some kind of, youth justice unit or whatever it is, but there's not resource. There's certainly not resource to the level that you did with bikies. Campbell, very quickly tell us, what were the resourcing back then and what should happen with youth crime?
Well, Gavin, the resources will be found if the powers that be wish to find
That's what I'm saying, but that's not happening.
So, yes, the government seems to have enough money for any of their sort of their pet projects and their causes. They waste a lot of money in this state, and they've cranked up fees and charges all over the place and taxes on the resources sector. So they've got the money, and they need to find the savings elsewhere and redivert the money. But I will make this point as well. They had no problem exercising dictatorial control over Queenslanders' lives during COVID, which I think now hindsight shows has been a total overreaction. They had no problem shutting down small business, destroying livelihoods, staffing the border and making Queensland into a veritable prison. Isn't that an irony? I raise that with some purpose, Gavin. They were happy to actually shut all of us down, take away everyone's rights. The Human Rights Commissioner in this state, by the way, said very little or nothing when all of us were told essentially we couldn't go anywhere. And I remind listeners that Queenslanders of limited means were basically stopped from coming back into this state. They had to camp out in their cars and caravans, etc., at Moranbah, northern New South Wales. They could not get back to their homes, their loved ones, their pets.
Well, people's funerals, loved ones' funerals.
And funerals. Mm. So, you know, the police, the full powers of the police service were deployed to run that whole operation, okay, to keep us safe. Mm. Well, keep us safe now, Premier. Do your job. You know, that's what we need to see. You found the money, you found the resources for that. Deal with this problem.
Very well said. I know how busy you are, so we'll let you go, but we appreciate your time on the talk show this morning. Campbell Newman, thank you.
Thanks, Gavin, and good luck, David Crisafulli in the LNP.
That's former Premier of Queensland, former Lord Mayor of Brisbane as well, of course. Campbell Newman.